Alistair Brownlee, I spoke to you in the press conference and asked you how you might deal with the pressure. You just answered that. And I think in the press conference you said what pressure. You were just going to go and race, and that's what you did today.
Yeah, well, you know, you feel nervous and stuff before you start, but as soon as you cross that start line, a race is a race, and you know, it's what I love doing. It's what I've done since I was 10 years old. So once you're out there, I was just, you know, doing what I was doing best and absolutely loving every moment.
Tell us about getting off the bike, because perhaps you were further down in that bunch than you might have liked.
Yeah, definitely. I messed it up a bit, to be honest. I was in the right place maybe a K to go, and I just got pushed back and back, and that was a bit of an error, and I should have held my position better, and that meant I had to run really hard for the first K of the run possibly, and you know, but it was good because I ran hard, and then, you know, I managed to recover in two laps, and on the last lap I felt good again. So, you know, you have to be able to win from every situation, and you know, today I did, so I'm really pleased.
And of course you quickly got on the shoulder of Javier, and there was one of those traditional surges from an athlete that looked to be back to his best. You answered it. Was that a psychological blow that you had to answer immediately?
Well, you know, I told myself if I could stay with him to the top of the hill every time, then I could run downhill slightly better than him and relax. And yeah, I mean, if I'd given him a few meters, then that might have been it. And you know, I was absolutely giving it everything to stay with him, and I did. And then I'd surge back, and you know, even though was just holding on, I'd make sure I could just get back past him just to give him a blow. And yeah, I think it was an amazing race. It was racing at its best today.
You've won just about everything you've started this year, and yet it still seems for fun for you. Is that important? Is that why you've enjoyed this year so much?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's important, and winning doesn't get you up every morning to go training. And you know, I train because I love it, and I race because I love it. And you know, hopefully long that may continue.
Are you doing anything different to the others in terms of your training, with your schedules, with your workload? Are you doing anything different?
I got no idea, to be honest. You know, I just concentrate on my training. I think, you know, the main thing is what I said before, I absolutely love it, and I go up every morning, and you know, I go on my bike with my mates or go running with my friends, and you know, I just enjoy what I do, and you know, maybe that's an advantage, and yeah, I'm just the luckiest guy alive, really.
And a great reception when you received both of your medals, and you looked as though you felt that. It was neat, wasn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, it's great. There must be, I think there's 400 Brits here, age groupers, and you know, it's great to have all of them, and you know, my parents are here, and yeah, it's great to have so many people watching.
And you've put the world on alert now. They've all got to get better and chase you now. And dare I ask you, because you'll probably get this about every interview now between now and London, but a lot of pressure over the next couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I like to think that, you know, you've got pressure and expectations because you've earned it. So there's a positive spin on it. And, you know, it's brilliant for sport, isn't it? That, you know, you've got London in 3 years' time, and Brits are doing so well in triathlon. So, yeah, it's great. Just got to look forward to it, really.
Well done.
Thank you very much.